So I think we should get started. Let me just give a quick couple items that we want to keep in mind. I'm going to talk about 15 minutes, and then we want to share about 10 minutes just, within this group. And it's nice to see all your faces. And so be thinking about this facet that we're going to be talking about. It's the first out of the 12 facets, if you remember from last week, and it's the relational facet, or it's relational spirituality. So that's what we're going to be talking, that facet, but one part of it, the first part of it, and it's loving God completely. The second part was see ourselves as God sees us, and the third part was other-centered. So those are the three parts of that first facet. So be thinking about what we talk about in this first time, and it's loving God completely. So how can you cover that in 15 minutes? Chuck Colson wrote a whole book on this thing, Morgan. How are we supposed to do it in 15 minutes?
Well, we could go much, much slower.
No, let's get going. Yeah, just because we got a lot of good stuff, and 15 minutes is enough. So, hey, Phil Fisher, would you mind opening us in prayer, please? And I know we could have many requests, but pray just one that I have that I'd like you to pray for. Oh, hi, Juliana. Good
Hi.
evening. Hey, you're number 12. You're the 12th disciple on, so good
Hey,
job.
look at that.
Where's Caleb?
He is coming.
Okay,
Your
well, he's
moment.
number 13, so that's perfect. Phil's going to open us in prayer.
Sorry, did you have a prayer request?
Oh, other than Bert, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, he's kind of struggling a little bit, just not feeling well. So let's lift him for the Lord.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this opportunity that we have once again to come together to learn more about how we can love you more. We pray for everyone that's a part of this study, Lord, that this would be a real opportunity for growth and for relational growth as well as growth in our wisdom and knowledge. We want to pray for Bert as he's continuing to struggle to feel well, to recover. So we just ask for your hand of healing on him. And we know there's many things that we could pray for at this moment. You know them, Lord, and we just ask that you let your will be done in us and around us in this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate that. Well, that and this first facet is beautifully described in Matthew 22, where Jesus says, "Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second's like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." So there's three kind of the three parts of that first this relational spirituality. And the first one's loving God, and that's what we'll talk about tonight. And then next time will be see ourselves as God sees us, to love ourselves, and then to love our neighbor would be the third part of that. So, this is a lifelong relationship, and I see Juliana, and she's just been walking with God for a short period of time, and some of us been walking with God a long time, and it's a lifelong relationship, and we want to grow in that relationship. So anyway, so I there are five things I want to consider tonight. Five things. We'll talk about five different parts of growing in love for God that I think are important. The first one, number one, is to make God number one. Just for that God would be preeminent, and he'd be ultimate, he'd be supreme, and he's the one and only God. And the passage I'm going to turn to, and if you got your Bible there, you can turn to it, or if you have your phone, or and there are a lot of passages on this, but I like Exodus 20 and verses 3 through 6. Exodus 20, 3 through 6. And for the sake of time, I'll just read it. And the Exodus says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And so we'll just stop there just a minute. And I've been reading through the Bible this year, and I read that not too long ago, and I thought, you know, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." You know, I think we have what we can call gods in our life. I think each one of us have, you know, I mean, I think we do, if we can call them that, and so to speak. You know, food, I think food can be a god. I think sports can be a god. And yet, as long as it doesn't take first place or take over God's rightful place as being number one, security, self, desired for a long, healthy life and prestige and a profitable career and pleasure and leisure, a lot of things can be a god. But God says, don't have anything before me. You know, I am number one. You keep me first. And verse four says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that's in the earth beneath or is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." God is a jealous God, and he visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and to the third and fourth generation. Hi, Ken. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the children upon the children to the third and fourth generation, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So anyway, number one out of the five is just, you know, God is God. He is the God of gods. He's the Lord of lords, and he's a jealous God. He doesn't want anything or anybody to replace our love and affection for him. So I think that's a place to start. You know, God is number one, and he does not want to be a challenge for that position. Point one. Is Lynn there too, Ken, it looks like? Yes. Hi, Lynn. Good evening. So, Ken, we're talking about loving God completely, and we're just going to touch on five things related to loving God completely. So the first one is God is number one. Have no other gods before me. And there are lots of scriptures on that. And reading through the Old Testament, you know how I think most of the kings were sidetracked? Other gods. You know, other things took precedent over God. Number two, and this is... And some of these things come from Ken Boa's book. I mean, some of these thoughts he shares some of the thoughts and we kind of adapt them and change them. But number two is get to know God through the Bible, the indoor book, and then the outdoor book of his creation. And a verse I love on that is Psalm 8, 3 and 4. So if you have your Bibles, you want to turn there. Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4. Okay, and I'll read it again. It says, "When I consider the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you have ordained or set in place, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him?" You know, this verse is so special to me because I'm amazed at the sun, you know, the amazing star, just several things that amaze me. One thing, as we, Edie and I go for a walk, we go up Jacoby Road and go up 200 to Jacoby. And the sun in the winter is clear down in the south. And you just watch it as spring comes. It keeps moving further and further to the north. It's just, it just amazes us. Sometimes we get out there when it rises and you see that and you think, that's incredible. You know, that's my God who made that. And then, you know, I've shared these facts before, but they just are just astounding to me. You know, the sun is exploding so rapidly that the sun, it's losing about 4 million tons of energy per second. You know, I just can't imagine that. And yet it's got enough energy to burn for 5 billion years, they tell me. You know, so it's amazing to think of him and as our creator God. And then it humbles me and it humbles us as we, you know, and it says, what's man that you're mindful of him? God, why do you even think of me? Or the son of man that you care for us, you visit us, you think about us. It's very amazing. Isaiah 40 says that, you know, the nations are a drop in the bucket and we're as grasshoppers compared to God. Yet he loves us and he wants us to love him. And, you know, we want to grow in that love through him. And I think we can get to know God better through the Bible, obviously, Psalm 8, and then through his creation. Time does not allow me to tell you. I saw two nights ago, I was working down at the creek, and the first time I saw a beaver in 20 years, it was just, I heard this noise. It was like a chewing. And I go, what is that? And I go, you know, and it was getting dark. And I thought, do I need to get my baseball bat or my shotgun? Or, you know, and it was chewing. And I thought, what is that? And it started raining, just a little bit of rain. So the beaver couldn't hear me. And I snuck up on it. I just caught a glimpse of it. Just amazing. I mean, that's an amazing animal. I think my God created that. I mean, when you see those things, and I could give you, and we could share hundreds of illustrations like that. So, and I think of Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that he made, even his eternal power and Godhead. And people are without excuse. I mean, you look at that, you grow in your appreciation for God through his indoor book and his outdoor book. Number three, as you get to know God, then it leads to worship. I mean, and that's an integral part of getting to know God, is worshiping him. And I love the verse, Psalm 95, verse 6. It says, O come, the invitation, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. You know, and God invites us to kneel before the Lord our Maker. Remember, he is our Maker. He's our Creator, and he's mindful of us. It's just quite mind-blowing. And then Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, ask us to give thanks and praise to him. And that verse says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Now, and that could be mentioning, talking about the temple, but I think it's his presence also. Enter into his presence with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting, his truth endures forever. And just, it's a beautiful thing. So we really grow. I think we grow to know God and appreciate him as we worship him, as we thank him, and as we praise him for who he is and things that he's done for us. And loving God leads us to worship and praising him and thanking him. That's a beautiful part of our love relationship. That's three. Two to go. Now, the fourth thing, we love God as we delight in him. Remember that verse? We love God as we delight in him. The verse is Psalm 37, verse 4, which says, delight thyself also in the Lord. And that's really what I'm focused on. It says, and he shall give thee desires of the heart. But how do we delight in God? You know, how do we do that? It's so obvious to me in watching Joe delight in Ashley. I mean, just think about that relationship, you know, Joe delighting in Ashley or a husband delighting in a wife. So how do we delight in God? Well, we delight in God when we like to listen to him. You know, I like to listen to God. You know, God speaks to me regularly. How? Through his book. He's recording his book. You know, I delight to listen to God and through his word. So we delight in God when we want to listen to him. And I think of Ashley and Joe, they were the easiest kids to babysit ever. You know, they never wanted to be with us, you know. They'd just be, you know, be by themselves talking. Just they're just, we didn't have to worry anything about it. They're self-sufficient. It's just amazing. They talk. And also we delight to share things back to God. You know, it just is. Joe and Ashley love to talk and share things. We like to share things. I like to share things with God through prayer. And I grow in my love for him as I talk to him, as I listen to him. And then also, when Joe and Ashley aren't together, they think about each other. You know, I mean, they really do. They think a lot about each other. And, you know, I think about that. I can grow in my relationship and my love for God as I think and meditate on him, his word, his works, his ways, you know, just to think about him. I appreciate Psalm 63. It says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember him upon my bed and meditate on him in the night watches. So anyway, thinking about God. What do you think, honey? Think this is okay? Just have to say something to her. Okay, let's keep rolling. Also, you like to tell others about him, don't you? I mean, do you think Ashley likes to talk to others about Joe all the time? I mean, I like to talk to others about God. I like to tell others that they should personally be God's friend. You know, I like to explain, you know, to tell others about God. And I think that's part of loving him is telling others about him. Another way you can do it is honor special days. You know, there are special holidays or special, the Sabbath is special. Honor him on those special days. And then Psalm 18:1 is a great little verse. It says, I will love thee, O God, or O Lord. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. And just tell him we love him. I think that's part of it. It's just like, you know, God, I love you. You know, I just appreciate and I love you. Okay, that's 4. Let's do one more. 5. We show God that we love him by keeping his word. You know, by keeping what he asks of us. And there again, there are several scriptures in the Old Testament. I just pulled one out just for our time this evening. And it's John 14:21. John 14:21. And it says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them. So God says it, or yeah, and Christ too. So it's very important to, if you have my commandments and then keep them in your heart and the tip of your tongue or in your mind, keep my commandments. And if you have my commandments, keep them. It says, he that is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And it's just a great verse. You know, we show our love to God by keeping his word. And so I think that's enough said on that. So as we think about the 5 things, the first thing is keeping God number one. He's got to be number one above all else, above all other gods. There should be no close second. And so I ask myself, how am I doing in that? You know, are there other things that take my affection, my time, my thoughts, my interest? God wants to be number one. And then second, you know, deepening our understanding and knowledge of God through his word and creation. You know, we want to do that. We want to deepen in understanding and knowing God. And as I said at the beginning, it's a lifelong walk. And as we were talking about this, I appreciated what Edie said. You want to say what? No, I'll say
it. I don't remember what I said.
I said, you know, you think we were talking about growing in our love of God. She said, you know, I think we are. I think we can. I think, you know, it's something that we can do. And so I was encouraged by that, you know, after many years of walking with God, to deepen that knowledge through his word and through creation. And please be patient with us. God's not finished. He's still working on us. And then third is to express our love to God by worshiping, thanking, and praising him. I mean, that, you know, we regularly do that. It, I think it's a great way to express our love to God. And then delighting in him in the ways we mentioned, lots of ways to delight in him, listen to him, share things to God, meditate on him, tell others about him, honor his special days, tell him we love him, and then really to keep his word. Now, in as we wrap it up, there was a famous prayer by Saint Richard. That's enough. That's all I need to know. But he lived at 1197 to 1253. So he's an old timer. And there was three things that he prayed. It's really, really pretty special. And John will know this song, and Ron and Marcel know this song. Kenlin, you know this song. He prayed these three things: that I may know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly. Does that ring a bell, old timers? Morgan, you probably remember too. Remember that song, When God Spell?
The one, you know, I'm thinking of, I know you're not thinking of.
What'd you say?
The version I'm thinking of, I'm positive, is not the one you're thinking of.
Yeah.
I don't know, but when we were in high school, that dates us, John. I that song was popular, wasn't it? Day by Day. I never paid any attention to it, really. I mean, it was just a secular song, but that was what they prayed, or that's what they sang: to know thee more clearly. But this was St. Richard's prayer. And I think it's a beautiful prayer. You know, as I think, to know thee more clearly, to love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly. Love that. That's beautiful. Okay, I'm ready. Morgan, if you can unmute. Well, let me, can I pray first? Let's just pray and close, and then we'll talk just a minute. Father, thanks for this short time. Thanks for each one on this call this evening. And Lord, thanks for this first facet, the relationship facet. And God, thanks that you're a relational God, that you love us and you desire for us to love you and to walk with you and fellowship with you. And Lord, we say, when we think of that, what is a man that thou art mindful of us, or the son of man that thou carest for us? But Lord, we know you do, and we are thankful for that. So, Lord, bless us in our walk with you. Lord, we desire to grow in understanding and knowledge of you. And, Lord, we want to express our love and appreciation for you in worship and praise and prayer and thanksgiving. And we want to delight in you. We want to keep your word. And, Father, even as that prayer long ago, help us to know thee more clearly, to love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, would be our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So we want to take just a few minutes. I said 10, we're probably down to a little less than that, just on thoughts. So I don't know, Morgan, if you can unmute everybody, or if you want to unmute yourself, and can you limit it to two sentences? Is that possible? So if you share about two sentences is all you get, because we want maybe six people to share. Just share about something about loving God that's encouraged you, or that, you know, that in your walk that you've seen has been beneficial.
If you unexpectedly get muted, that means you went past two sentences.
Okay, let's roll. Who's got something to share? John, what are you thinking?
Okay, I'll kick it off with the thought that as you read those five things, every one of them, I thought, yeah, I could improve on that. But there wasn't one ever where, oh, God's a little short there, or he didn't meet me halfway. He's always there. He wants that relationship. There's definitely room for improvement, but not on God's part.
Hey, good thought, John. Thank you. Caleb or Juliana, what do you got?
I just think it's really neat that...
Hey, Juliana, I love your guy's heart as you're growing in the Lord. It's so refreshing. Go ahead.
I just think it's really neat. You know, every day is a new opportunity to show other people what God has done for you. And so I think that's so neat that you said, you know, as much as I talk about Caleb, you know, I should be even more talking about God and his greatness and his glory. So every day is a new opportunity to just step into those shoes and do your best.
Thank you. Emma, you got any thought? Emma, you got some thoughts?
I want to go with Juliana. Just sharing what God has done for you and I don't know, your walk with God, just sharing with people.
Good thoughts. Thank you.
See, I don't think God ever gets old. God.
Good point, Ron.
The more we read, the deeper it goes, the more we learn, and how he is always there, that we can always draw nearer and nearer to him.
I love the song. I love the song in the garden. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own.
Yep.
Who's next?
Yeah, I just say I appreciate how practical this makes it, because saying something like loving God more seems very like hard to grasp, but these are just like practical steps in that direction. I appreciate that.
Well, may the Lord help us each in that direction.
And I appreciate what you shared, Ron, about the kind of the multi-dimension of loving God more, that, you know, there's so many aspects to it and so many ways that we can come to a deeper appreciation and practice a deeper appreciation of God, that it's a challenge to see, kind of like what John said, I have an element of that that's grown in my life, but what about this other one? And am I actually trying to pursue God in all the different areas?
You ready, Lynn?
Me? I really liked how you talked about his inside book, God's inside book, and his outdoor book. I like that. Just thinking about the Bible and his creation, and just how many times that's what I'm enjoying with this lockdown more than anything, is his creation, going on walks, just slowing down enough to see some of those wonders. It's awesome. I have cool birds coming to my bird feeder that I didn't know came.
Isn't that amazing?
I like that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I feel like this time that we've all had is like a gift from the Lord. Like he's so gracious and merciful that he's giving us this time. I just feel like it's a kind of a wake up call, and that he's calling all these people. He just wants people to seek him. And he's just, seeking us and wanting us to seek him. And
Bill and Gail, any closing thoughts?
Well, God's never in a bad mood, like most of your friends sometimes. So that's why I love God. He's always amenable, you know, and wants to be loved and wants us to be close. So why wouldn't you want to be? That's quite a friend to have. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Hey, that's good. Thank you. Okay, Morgan, that's sweet, sweet stuff. Thank you.